Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, happy Labor Day. I pray that you're having a great holiday weekend. Hopefully you have some time off and able to spend it with family and loved ones, and as well as worshiping God. We did that here at Deer Run yesterday as we gathered and considered, well, one of the most quoted verses in the Bible lately. Some time ago, it surpassed the most quoted, which was John 3:16, for the longest time. And then it became this verse out of Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, lest you be judged. Now, obviously, as with most popular quotes from the Bible, the context is usually much bigger than what the quote is. And as we looked at the teaching of Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, in the context, we looked at God's instruction, His desire, His example of being kind. So I originally worked through this. I kept going back and forth between being kind and being compassionate. They're different, but there's a lot of similarities. Being compassionate has to do with joining someone in their suffering. Being kind, perhaps, is that step which gets us there. And so throughout this week, we're going to be talking and praying each day about something the Bible says about being kind, using examples of God's kindness towards us, using examples of Bible characters and their kindness towards others. We're going to start the week talking and praying about being kind for the sake of someone else. Choosing to be kind because of what someone unrelated to the current kindness has already done. Example we want to talk about a little bit is David. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 says, David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" You likely recall the story, the conflict between King Saul and, well, the newly anointed king, David. And Saul's desire to destroy David, to kill him even, out of jealousy, out of envy, out of, well, maybe even out of regret for his own sin. But Saul's son Jonathan was close friends with David. And after Saul and his son Jonathan and so many others were killed in battle, David eventually becomes king. And one of the common traits when a new king would rise to power in the Old Testament days especially, but even in more modern times and throughout history, the new king would often destroy the previous king's family to remove any potential that a family member would claim a right to the throne. There was definitely not kindness shown towards the previous king's family. Now, obviously, if the current king is the son or a relative of the previous king, then it's a different story. But when a new king from a new family rises to power from whatever source or means they do so, the old king is living on borrowed time. His family. And so it becomes a very unusual thing. In fact, when you discover that they find a descendant of Jonathan, he is terrified when told that the king wants to see him. He knows what happens. And when they find this descendant of Saul, and David brings him into the palace and says, I'm going to take care of you. You're going to eat from my table. I'm going to provide all that you need. And in fact, this descendant ends up being crippled. Because as an infant, when fleeing the hostility, the war, the battles, the confusion of war and of transfer of power, he's dropped. And David chooses to show kindness because he remembers his friendship with Jonathan. Well, I'm sure he remembered Jonathan's father's enmity towards him. But the friendship was more powerful. And what I want us to consider is the kindness that God wants us to show to others, not based on the mistreatment that we've received from someone else, but based on the love that we've received from God. Showing kindness and being kind for the sake of our relationship with Jesus. For the sake of the friendship that overcomes all those who have stood opposed to us. When we learn to be kind, not based on whether they deserve it or not, but based on our friendship with Jesus, then kindness becomes a way of life. There are all kinds of reasons and excuses and rationales that we give as to why we would not be kind to that person or this person or whoever. You wouldn't believe the way they've treated me. You wouldn't believe the way their family has acted. You wouldn't believe, fill in the blank. Because we would believe, because it's happened to us too. Not by the same people generally, but it happens. And when we fix our mind on the things that you wouldn't believe, the problem is we miss the good you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe someone forgave me. Someone cleansed me. Someone made me right with God. Someone restored me. Someone embraced me when I was unembraceable. And it's that friendship. As Jesus gathered his disciples, he makes that transition clear in their minds that they're no longer just students following a rabbi. They're no longer just disciples being trained by a teacher. They're no longer servants of a master. They're friends. And when we become all of those things, for the sake of our Savior, for the sake of our master, for the sake of our friend, we learn to be kind to those that he would be kind to. And if he's kind to us, while we are still sinners, why would he not be kind to others, even in their sin? That doesn't mean that he accepts their sin. It doesn't mean that he justifies their sin. He justifies them by cleansing them, just as he cleansed us. And so today, as you have opportunity, when you're tempted to be unkind, whether that person you're tempted to be unkind towards deserves kindness or not, consider Jesus. Consider your friendship with God. And choose to be kind for his sake. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been demonstrated in that Jesus came. And he died. And he rose again. He ascended back to heaven. And he's preparing a place for all who would call upon him. In faith, live the obedient life with the help of your Spirit. But he also lived and taught and set the example of what it looks like to be kind. Whether we think a person deserves kindness or not. Being kind for the sake of someone else. That because of your work in our life, we can choose to be kind to others. Because you're also working in their life. So God, today, as we consider your kindness towards us, may we choose to be kind for your sake, for the sake of the kingdom, for the benefit not just to ourselves, but to those that you desire for us to extend kindness to. And Father, as we choose kindness, may we lift up Jesus as the reason, the one behind our acts of kindness, that as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.